Governments need to lead the way against hunger and malnutrition, says the Director General of the Food and Agriculture Organization. He spoke on Tuesday in a meeting with members of the private sector who have gathered here in Rome for the second International Conference on Nutrition, ICN2. In his speech, Graziano da Silva welcomed private sector participation and stressed common responsibility in implementing coherent policies and better coordinated actions for developing and developed nations alike.
As long as I am Director General, be assured that our doors will remain open to the private sector, civil society, and other non-state actors. Probably you have heard, malnutrition is not confined to developing countries only. Many middle-income countries and developed countries have to deal with hunger and obesity at the same time. And obesity is present in high-income countries also. And it must be done in dialogue with a wide range of stakeholders. That's why we welcome your participation in the international conference. Malnutrition problems are different in scope and affect each society differently, and that there is no one-size-fits-all solution. Ladies and gentlemen, ensuring food security and adequate nutrition for all is a common responsibility.
A 60-point framework for action for better nutrition drawn up by over 170 national governments was endorsed during ICN2 and charts out a path for renewed global efforts on the nutrition front. Helen Medina, the senior director at the United States Council for International Business, elaborated on private sector's role in the value chain.
You see the private sector in various parts of the value chain. So seeing private sector not only as a place where you start at the fields, but all the way down to the end as a retailer, and seeing that the private sector has a role in each part of the food system.
Mark Van Amerigen, executive director of the Global Alliance for Improved Nutrition, spoke on behalf of the Scaling Up Nutrition Sun Network, noted that private sector participation is essential in finding solutions.
If we are to have healthy, affordable, sustainable, and nutritious diets for all people, which should be our goal, we really do need private sector in a key role. And if we are to address undernutrition, overweight, and obesity, it isn't just seeing the private sector as the problem. We need to be looking at to the private sector for some of the solutions and doing that in partnership.
For Van Amerigen and many other representatives at the private sector pre-event, ICN2 will be an action-oriented platform.
From our side, ICN2 is a historic opportunity to press the reset button on the food system and really to forge a new consensus and paradigm for that food system based on cooperation between all sectors.
Referring to the ICN2 framework, Graziano da Silva concluded the event by urging private sector mechanisms to establish nutrition targets, to take concrete commitments, and to reach their goals. More than 170 countries and hundreds of government officials will attend to ICN2 this week, which is organized by FAO and the World Health Organization, WHO. The meeting starts this Wednesday, November the 19th, and will end this Friday, November the 21st.